Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680 with, boy, the voice of the Cardinals. And, boy, I love listening to this guy. We hear him on national broadcast for years and, of course, now a staple of the Midwest with KMOX, and that is John Rooney. How are you?
I'm always fine to talk with you, Marty. It's one of the rites of coming out to San Francisco or out to the Bay Area when you were doing things over with the Oakland A's, but always a pleasure to sit down with you.
Well, it's nice to have you here. John, as I like to catch up with the Cardinals, as I say, when we're out here, we look at the Cardinals and say, boy, it's the St. Louis Cardinals. We always respect what they do. A little different team this year.
It's a much different group of players. Getting to play like a team, I think, has been a little bit of a problem where they haven't been as consistent as they would like. They have a lot of good players on this roster. Matt Carpenter, a three-time All-Star. Alemiz Diaz, an All-Star in his rookie year. And with Adam Wainwright at the top of the pitching staff, Carlos Martinez has kind of taken over that role, a really good young power arm who has learned how to pitch instead of just throw the fastball all the time. And we have a couple of young pitchers coming up, putting a lot of pressure on them down the stretch trying to make the wild card run, and that's Luke Weaver and Alex Reyes. But they seem to be chomping at the bit to get in on the action, and they have been a lot of fun to watch. And I think those young guys, Marty, have really lifted the spirits of a Yadier Molina. And, and having injuries to Diaz and Matt Holliday, he's been out for some time after being hit by a pitch, a broken thumb in Chicago. Diaz, a broken thumb in Florida against Miami. So it has been a different year where they just haven't played very good in the field. They haven't been able to put the fielding with the pitching and the hitting together at any one point. Where they've had a winning streak of five, they've had a losing streak of five.
Well, no, very good analysis of the Cardinals. The other thing we see, and of course we do the shows every weekend here, they hit home runs. Boy, did they hit home runs.
And where were those last year, Marty? That was the question. Where did the power go? They just didn't hit all that many, and when they did, they were significant. But that team last year really pitched it. They caught it. They found a way to score a run to support the starting pitching. But the veteran pitchers just haven't been as sharp. Of course, Wainwright was out most of the year last year. He had the Achilles injury, and he's coming back from that injury. And I see some parallels to the last time where he was coming back from a prolonged time on the DL. And maybe next year will be a lot better for Adam Wainwright. His competitive nature is still there. That's the one good thing about Waino. But Jaime Garcia hasn't been as effective. Lance Lynn has been out with the Tommy John, and they've had to rely on Mike Leake to fit in there, where Leake has had his ups and downs. And he's a pitcher that if you don't play very good defense behind him, his numbers aren't going to be very good. But it has just been one of those years that things seem to be just a little out of joint here, a little out of joint there, and they haven't been able to really clean everything up and put it together. They're hoping they can do that and find some way to get in October, but time is running out.
John Rooney is with us, the voice of the Cardinals. John, on Sunday we see Alex Reyes. Tell us about him.
You're going to like him. He has a power arm, a really good 12-6 curveball, and he can mix his speeds. He has a little problem with control at times. He walked 6 the other night against the Cubs, pitching just under 5 innings, but he was effectively wild and was the winning pitcher. His two major league wins are against the Cubs and both in relief, but now he's taking Jaime Garcia's spot in the rotation, as Jaime just wasn't that effective. When Jaime Garcia is on, he's getting ground ball after ground ball, turning over his changeup, turning over his fastball, getting a few strikeouts. We haven't seen that from him, though, in probably the last 6 weeks or 4 to 6 weeks. And so he's available out of the bullpen. But if he can ever put it together, what a run he could go on.
Well, this is an interesting playoff potential coming up. I mean, Washington, they're going to be in. Of course, the Cubs have now clinched. We'll see the Dodgers and Giants. Who knows what's going to happen there? We got the Mets. We got the Cardinals. Give me a little bit of a handicap through your eyes of what could happen here in October.
Your guess is as good as mine, Marty. I think there's going to be a heck of a race to the finish to see who matches up. This wild card involves three teams right now, but in another few days, it might boil down to only two, or it could stay three until the very last weekend. The Chicago Cubs then will get the wild card, as they have the best record of the division leaders and winners. And what's going to happen with the Giants and the Dodgers? I assume the Dodgers are going to win and the Giants will be the wild card, but don't assume too much. going into 3 weekends left of this Major League season, that can turn on a dime. This Giants team, you know, you say the Cardinals will be there at the end. That's what we say about the Giants. Yeah. They've been good enough under Bruce Bochy that they find a way. They play defense. They pitch it. If they can find some way to get it to click in the bullpen at the end of the game the way they did in those World Series years, they're going to be very, very dangerous. The New York Mets have terrific pitching, and some young pitching has come up to help them with some of their veterans and a couple of the young guys getting hurt. And Cespedes can hit the ball out of the park at any time. You know that from watching him over across the bay and with other teams. So Washington's very, very good. And over in the American League, I really like Texas. Mm-hmm. Saw the Rangers. They beat the Cardinals 3 games in St. Louis. And I think the only mistake they made, Marty, I think they missed a cutoff man once.
Boy, interesting to follow up here with John Rooney a little bit. For me, Washington is the mystery team.
They could be. How are they going to pitch it? Melanson really has helped them. He's been able to nail down some games, and I think they really, really miss him in Pittsburgh, even though Tony Watson is a capable left-handed pitcher at the end of a ball game, and that guy's been an all-star. But Washington has some power, and if they don't beat themselves in the field, then they're going to be very, very tough to contend with. And they're the Los Angeles Dodgers, and how much will Kershaw help the Dodgers coming back? He's still in a little bit of a spring training mode, coming back from a pretty serious injury, but I love his competitive nature, too, and he can make a big difference.
John, the Cardinals have handled the Cubs, one of the few teams that have gone toe-to-toe with the Cubs. What's the key to beating the Cubs from your eyes? Because the Cardinals have handled them.
Don't beat yourself. I think that comes down to almost anybody in any game at any time of the year in baseball. And you're going to make some errors, some throwing errors, and you're going to kick it a little bit. But it's all the timing of that. If you play a fairly clean game and you pitch it well and your starting pitcher keeps you in the ball game, then you can go toe-to-toe with the best in the business. And the Cardinals have been able to do that at Wrigley Field, winning 5 out of 7. It's gone the other way, though, at Busch Stadium, where the Chicago Cubs have won the majority of the games, and it has been a strange year from St. Louis's standpoint, where the home record isn't very good, and they've been one of the best, if not the best, road teams in baseball. Go figure there. But the Cubs have made a few mistakes. The Cardinals have capitalized, and vice versa with the Cubs against the Cardinals at home. But the Cubs' starting pitching is really, really good, and now they have Chapman for the ninth inning. You better get to them before the eighth or ninth, or you're in trouble.
All right, John Rooney with us. Ball game coming up. John, September call-ups. You know, every year we get issues in baseball, and this commissioner seems to be very aggressive. September call-ups, you see a game, a team's got 37 players, 20 relievers, and it turns into a mismatch of 4 hours and 20 minutes of everyone's throwing every pitcher they can. Do you think this continues?
It depends on how the game goes and what's involved there. If it's a blowout game, you're going to see a lot of the young pitchers because they have them here and they're going to use them. I found that most clubs, instead of carrying players or pitchers that, oh, we want to show them what it's like at the big league level. I think many teams, if they can't use them, they won't call them up, or if they don't have a plan to get them in at some point or somewhere in a game. But I don't have any problem with expanding the rosters, and if you're a contending team, you're going to go with the guys your manager feels like will give you a chance to win and then move on in October. So that doesn't bother me. For some of the non-contenders, it might be a little bit different story, but they need to look to their futures and see what they're going to do come spring training the next year, and that's what they use that time for in evaluating their team.
Yeah, you talk to some of the players, though. They say, well, maybe they should limit the roster to 30, like a taxi squad of 5, or if you have 35 up here, you can only dress 30.
Well, you might see something like that. We have a collective bargaining agreement right now that's being hammered out, and they'll get to that more intensely, I'm sure, in the off season. But that might be one of the things that will come up, where you might have a 30-man roster, and you can designate 25 to play on that given day and scratch the other guys, where you wouldn't have your 2 or 3 starters out there that would probably be unavailable, where you could have a few more bench guys that might help a team. But we'll see how it all works out. It's strange territory and a strange road to go down, but there will be some change somewhere along the line in a sport that is pretty slow to change.
Yes. Yeah, it sure is. Well, it's a sport of home runs and 97-mile-an-hour fastballs. That's what it's turned into.
Well, it's turned into a sports center game. Those are the highlights. They like the home runs, and they like the spectacular catches, but you give me pitching and defense and a team that can find a way to score a run, and like the Cardinals did last year, they won't won 100 ball games, but they ran out of players with all the injuries they had. And to this day, Marty, I don't know how they won 100 games with most of their team being injured. To me, Mike Matheny was the manager of the year last year. Now, the Cubs weren't expected to win. They beat the Cardinals, but those votes were in long before the Cubs and Cardinals played in the postseason. What Mike Matheny did with that team last year and putting his players in position where it was the next man up mentality, I thought he should have been the manager of the year, but the writers didn't see it that way.
Well, that's why we love baseball. It's a talking sport, as we always say. John, a pleasure having you on. It's always great to see you.
And we talk enough, Marty. I can tell you that. But always great to see you.
Hey, how's Mike Shannon?
Mike Shannon's doing fine. He doesn't do the road games anymore, but he does all the home games. And if the Cardinals get into the postseason, then he'll travel some.
Get up, get up, get up.
That's right, baby.
That's John Rooney. More coming up, KBR 680, the sports leader.